Welcome to English for International Students, episode 7.5. This is Lindley, and I am alone for today's episode. Rachel and Rachel couldn't be with me because our semester has already ended at Texas Tech University, and we have all gone our separate ways. I'm actually recording today's episode in the airport in a coffee shop in Frankfurt, so it's kind of like we're all having coffee together at the airport, and you get to hear all of the sounds that are going on around me. Today I want to spend just a little bit of time talking about thought groups, and we'll be using examples from last week's episode with Dr. Lan. I hope you all listened. He gave a lot of great information about motivation and how that affects both learning and teaching. I would love to hear what you guys took away from that and what stood out to you. You can always give us input on the blog, you can email us, and we also have a new Instagram account. You can find us on Instagram at English for Internationals. So be sure and look us up. It's English for Internationals. And you can tag us, follow us, share about our account with your friends. And that'll be a great way to keep up with us over the summer, because this will be our last episode for the semester. We'll be taking a break over the summer, and we won't have any weekly episodes, although we may publish just a few things over the summer, but we'll definitely be updating the Instagram. So keep up with us there. Make sure you're not missing anything. So let's start out with just a few quotes from last week's episode, and I want to use those to illustrate thought groups. So before we get into the quotes, I want to give just a very brief description of thought groups. Thought groups are basically the basic units of speech that we use in spoken English. So native speakers of English tend to have slight pauses between groups of words, and those groups of words are the thought groups. And that's basically the maximum amount of information that our brain can encode at one time. And so that relates to both the brain of the speaker and the listener, because that's also the maximum amount of information that a listener can comprehend at one time. So some problems that come up with that are if we're pausing in the middle of thought groups, or we're not pausing at all, if we have endless thought groups. So both of those things can create issues with our listeners understanding us. So let's start out with a quote, something that Dr. Lan said about motivation. He said, "Motivation determines or affects our initiatives, our efforts, our persistence, our strategy that we use, and eventually our performance in the task." So I think you guys should be able to hear those slight pauses. Because he's a teacher and he's kind of discussing a formal concept, he's speaking a little bit more formally and he's talking about something that's very detailed. He uses a little bit more exaggerated thought groups than we might use if we're just, talking about what's going on in our life with our friend. But because he's using a lot of new vocabulary, maybe he's even imagining that you would want to write that list down. So he makes sure that there are pauses and that that's very clear. Then we have another quote from him. He said, "Memorization, sometimes we use it as a method of learning, but obviously memorization is not the most efficient way to learn the new information." So I'm going to say that one more time and listen for the pauses. "Memorization, sometimes we use it as a method of learning, but obviously memorization is not the most efficient way to learn the new information." So we have those kind of groups of words, those ideas that are separated by brief pauses, and those are known as thought groups. If you tend to have choppy thought groups, it may be because you're searching for a word. If you're not getting a lot of practice speaking English, then you might tend to take a long time to search for the words that you want to use. And sometimes native speakers do that as well, but it's more common for those of us who are speaking in our second language. So that's just some very basic information about thought groups. We would love to hear what you think about that. Be sure to email us at english.podcast.ttu@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at English for Internationals, or you can look up our blog at english.podcast.blog@wordpress.com. Sorry, I almost forgot that. We have a lot of different web addresses and titles. Sorry that we didn't have the cool little jingle at the beginning of our episode, and you also had some noise going on around me. I'm having to just record this episode on my phone, so we don't have all the cool bells and whistles that Rachel usually puts on there. Before we wrap up today's episode, I want to give just a shout out to a few accounts that have given us some Instagram love. So I hope you guys will look them up and be sure to show them some love as well. The first one is eTranslators. That's just the letter E and then translators. And that is an Instagram account, and it has English lessons for Farsi speakers or for Persian speakers. So for those of you who are Persian or Farsi speakers, be sure and check out that Instagram account. And we also want to give some love to Wehey Official. So that's Wei, Wehey, and then Hey, Hey, Official. And that they offer a protein ice cream. So unfortunately, I haven't tried that because it's not available in the U.S. yet, but they are recently making that available through Tesco's online, and then it's also available at Holland and Barrett. So those of you who are in the UK, try it, let us know how it is. Even if you're not in the UK, you should find their Instagram account because they have some cool videos and pictures of ice cream and it looks delicious. And then the final account that we wanted to mention is Tasty English. So that's Tasty, T as in Tom, A-S-T as in Tom, Y, English. And they have an Instagram account and a YouTube channel, and they make videos teaching English vocabulary and idioms, phrases, things like that. So you should definitely check them out and make sure you're sharing our Instagram account and these other accounts with your friends who are learning English. There are tons of cool free resources available online, and it's neat to see all of the vocabulary learning that you can do. And I hope that this podcast is filling a bit of a gap because you're not necessarily hearing a lot of long continuous speech, which may be more common if you are an international student. You'll be sitting through lectures, you may be giving lectures if you're a teaching assistant. So it's our hope that we can help fill in that gap and provide you guys with some learning and maybe a niche that is not being filled elsewhere. So we want to hear from you. Let us know what you would like to see in the podcast next semester, and we will see you in the fall. Take care.